What a difference the weather can make. Welcome and hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
A week ago, we started back in the field, and if you'd have told me I would have been this far along a week ago today, I would have told you there's no way. But we are. Thank God we are.
Dyer County row crop farmer Eddie Anderson speaking earlier this week about the progress he and other farmers have made on harvest of their crops, mainly soybeans and cotton. Since the weather broke on Halloween, not much of any precipitation for much of Middle and West Tennessee, and that has been the difference. With record rainfall in September and October, normally the two driest months of the year, combines have hardly taken a break in the fields under these dry conditions.
We've gone from 25% harvested to 85% harvested in 7 days.
Now, a problem for many farmers has been the waiting process as they harvest their grain and take it to the local elevators to unload, but those elevators have been overwhelmed all at once. At the Bungie Port on the Mississippi River in Dyer County, there were as many as 65 trucks earlier this week that had been waiting hours to unload. Their problem was the availability of barges moving up and down the river to unload the grain.
Now we've got all these big, huge combines, and when the weather gets good like it has the past week, all the trucks fill up, the elevators get plugged up. We've been waiting in line at the elevator as long as 5 hours, the driver has. So, you know, but the weather's beautiful. And we're getting the crop out.
Well, statewide soybean producers are working on harvest of what's expected to be the largest crop in 30 years. Production's forecast at 62.7 million bushels. That's up 26% from last year. And these 2 weeks of dry weather have definitely benefited cotton producers. While they're still lagging way behind the normal harvest pace, reports are coming in that yields are much better than expected and the quality has improved. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.